your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Dr. Paula talking to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. It is Sunday, May 18, 2025. And we have a very, very windy, blustery day here in Southern California. So unfortunately, it's nice and cool, but we had to close all the windows because it's just a dust storm. Oh boy, life is so rough. What can I say? Okay, getting started here today. I understand your frustration, guys, with the problems with my website. You have no idea. I hardly have any hair left, and I'm going to have to start wearing a wig because I am ripping it out by tufts because GoDaddy can't seem to fix anything. However, as you know, there have been problems with not being able to purchase something, not being able to sign up for my workshops, and countless other navigation problems. And I had a session with someone today or yesterday. I'll be honest, she's a psychic, and I was telling her my problems with the website, which have been ongoing for months. Well, it turns out that one of her sons used to be with GoDaddy. He was in management, in technical support. And he left GoDaddy about 6-7 months ago because right around the same time, GoDaddy instituted AI. And her son was so aghast that they would be using AI, which is unproven in building websites, that he made the decision to go to another website provider. Because what he predicted was, and this makes sense now, because I could not figure out why we could not, with GoDaddy, you send in a written request saying, do this on this page. Now, they may or may not do that correctly, but what would happen was that other pages would then get all screwed up. And it's been driving me crazy. And I'm screaming and ranting and raving and crying and pleading and begging. And it would take weeks and weeks and weeks. Nothing would get fixed. And then finally, somebody here in America would contact me, a manager, and say, oh, we're so sorry, and we're going to handle it, and, you know, we'll make sure you have somebody here in the U.S. that can, you know, straighten it out. Well, they didn't, and they haven't. And so, allegedly, this coming Monday, it's supposed to be all fixed, but I'm looking for a new website host, so if any of you know of any good providers, then please let me know. I'm looking just to grab my website and transfer it over to a different provider. So the bottom line is, it makes sense now as to why my requests were not done correctly, because AI is only, you know, it's artificial intelligence, and it's only coded by people saying, okay, well, a website's going to have this page, this page, this page. It's going to look like this, 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 this. But each person who has a website, and all of you out there who have a website know this, your website is unique to you. Now, I'm not talking about IP or DNS or anything like that. I'm just saying your website is unique to you and your business or what you're selling. So AI cannot understand that. Even though I'm in the investment industry, it doesn't understand that I still have a store. It doesn't understand that this is about psychology. This is not about necessarily products other than our books. This is about workshops. And so that's why everything kept getting screwed up, because you would talk to a person in another country who allegedly was working on your website, but they're not coders anymore. They're just people who know how to use an AI program. And GoDaddy has hid this fact from me and, of course, other customers for months. So please bear with me as we transition over to another provider. Trust me, I've spent many nights crying over this, and I'm talking like waking up with swollen eyes the next morning, because it's so hurtful that they just couldn't be honest. So that's my drama that I wanted to share with you. So again, just please bear with me. But in the meantime, all you have to do is call me on the phone. You can call my landline at 760-636-4290. And we do now have a cell phone because of the situation, which you can reach me at via text at 442-256-0548. All right. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for all your emails alerting me to these problems. And, I really appreciate it. Okay, so now let's get down to some nitty-gritty here today. We need to talk a little bit more about this crypto stuff. I know, please don't roll your eyes. I can hear you rolling your eyes through the radio. And, here's the deal. I mean, I don't look for this stuff, all right? But I do read the newspaper. I get the local paper, and then I get the New York Post. I get the LA Times, just to have kind of a good general overview of what's going on. And this past Friday, there was another article about Coinbase. And look, guys, again, I'm not anti-crypto, okay? Please understand this. All I'm trying to, like, pound into your brain, which Mark Douglas used to do as well, is that take your profit when it becomes available, number one. And at the end of every week, if you have a profitable week, then take out a minimum of 25% of your profit, no matter what you're trading, and put it in another vehicle where you cannot wire it back into your trading account. And this is especially true for any crypto platforms, because they are not regulated. They could go bust overnight. I don't know how many times we have to see this before you guys are going to understand. You got FTX, you got crypto.com, you got Coinbase, you've got, there's a couple other ones that's, my new book coming out. I mean, and Coinbase, the recent one, they just finally admitted that, some criminals, got access to everybody's personal data, and they wanted a $20 million payment not to publicly release the data. So, crypto made the decision that they weren't going to pay that ransom. And they were going to turn it around and say, oh, they're going to offer a $20 million bounty to anyone who provided information that led to these hackers' arrest. Well, you want to know why? Because their excuse was that it might have cost them, quote, as much as $400 million to remediate any of the issues with their customer base. So in other words, they allowed their customers' accounts to be hacked and did nothing about it because they didn't want to pay maybe $40 million in remediation. Well, we don't know that. We don't know that it was going to cost that. And this little article, it was three paragraphs in the back end of the New York Post at the end of the business section. This should have been front page news, but they made sure it was buried. And I'm not saying who they are, but we can probably kind of guess. So if you think that any of these crypto platforms are giving you an opportunity, you are correct. But they are also very savvy investors themselves. And they also know what's going on the back end. And they also know how many of you will not take your profit out. Now, what they're doing with your account, this is why they make it so difficult for you to take out any profit. They are using your funds to reinvest their own investments wherever. It could be in any country. It could be in any, it could be real estate. It could be buying yachts, reselling yachts. It could be buying luxury cars. It could be feeding their lifestyle? We don't know. So the bottom line is, take your profit out of crypto every week if you have profit. Okay? I can't say this enough, folks. You know, I'm trying to do you a favor here. I'm trying to explain to you, this is the basic concept of being a successful trader. Taking profit as it's made available to you. And then on a weekly basis, taking a minimum of 25% out of that profit and putting it aside. So you have it. You are showing yourself, you are paying yourself as a trader. You are then visually able to see, I am doing it. I am making it. I am successful because I made profit and I took some out and it's accumulating over here in this other financial vehicle. I don't understand why that's so hard for you guys to understand. Moreover, I don't understand why you argue with me about this when we're in a coaching session. Now, don't come back and say, well, you know, to trade BIC, you got to leave all your money in your account. Well, you know what? That may be true after you've learned how to trade, after you've learned how to take profit and keep it. And so for all of you guys that argue with me about taking any profit out, it's because you haven't learned how to make profit and keep it. And I'm busting your chops here a little bit here today, guys. I'm going to ease up a little bit later, but I'm telling you right now, I am really, really frustrated that you guys, you know, come back at me and say, oh, you hate crypto. No, I don't hate any trading. I traded crypto a couple years ago. And what did I do? I took all my profit. I took all my profit out. So that's the way I roll. And you'd have to be really, really not professional to not take out any of your profit from a crypto account. A crypto account that has no basis in anything. Yes, trade it, make some money, and then take the money and run. Okay? That's all I'm saying, guys. Jeez Louise. Okay? My goodness. And again, call me and talk to me if you are stuck in a crypto account. All right? Just, you know, or if you're not getting it, just open the dialogue with me and let's move forward on this. All right? I want you to be successful. I want you to keep your profit. That's my job. That's my passion. That's my mission. Okay? It's you and me, folks. We'll be right back after a break. Okay. All right. So, before we get into a meditation here today, which I'm going to try and do a little more frequently, we need to go over, I'm going to give you an analogy for something in the news right now. I've kind of brought it up previously, but just it bears going over a little bit more. We know that there is this ongoing trial with this guy called P. Diddy. Okay, I don't know what kind of name that is. But anyway, so there's just a lot of media coverage over that because I guess he's pretty bad guy. But what the media is focusing on is one of his girlfriends, Cassie Ventura. And, you know, just, gosh, you know, just what, you know, what a poor victim. Now, this is close to my own experiences, as I've mentioned before. And I'm bringing it up because it's multidimensional. A lot of these young women are seduced by fame and fortune. And this Cassie Ventura was 21 when she met him. She's a lovely girl. And she was drawn into his world of, you know, fame and fortune. Now, I'm not going to get into the details with whatever happened, you know, with him. But, you know, the point is there came a point where he was abusive. And there's a video that surfaced on the media recently, which showed him, you know, pounding on her. And, you know, at that point, let me tell you, most people would have got up and run right to the police station, you know, bloody and bruised, and said, hey, arrest this guy. And she chose not to. Now, before you come back at me and say, well, she was probably afraid of him, I get that. I've been in that situation. In my situation, I did go to the police. But they didn't believe me because the person that was doing whatever to me wasn't famous. He was a nobody. So there was nothing in it for them. Now, and I'm not putting law enforcement down because I'm a chaplain with the local sheriff's department. I'm just saying at the time that I went through my situation, which was years and years ago, you know, things were different. But this isn't back then. This is, you know, now. And she stayed with him for another 6 years. And that's how her career got started. So here's what I'm getting at, guys, is that I'm not condoning anything he did to her. Absolutely not. I think he should be behind bars for the rest of his life. However, she made a choice to stay. Just like a lot of these other women with Harvey Weinstein, they made a decision to stay and not say anything or do anything because they wanted a career. They wanted, you know, fame and fortune. That's a choice they made. Now, when I was in my early 20s, there was a point where a very wealthy man approached me. We had a couple of drinks, and he said, oh, I have to go get something from my office. Let's, you know, come upstairs while I get my briefcase. You know, being stupid, you know, went upstairs, and in the elevator, he made his move. And I, you know, I rebuffed him. And he said, you know, you'll never work here in this town again. And I said, I don't care. And I made that decision in that moment. There was no way I was going to let anybody do something to me like that. Now, he didn't blackball me. Nothing happened. And he apologized, you know, quite profusely afterwards, because he knew I wasn't going to take his stuff. Okay. He knew I was going to stand up to him. So my point being is that everybody makes a decision, no matter what situation you're in. You make a decision to compromise your values because you think there's something better on the other side. So this poor woman who went through probably hell on many occasions, I mean, I feel kind of sorry for her. However, she chose to stay for years because she wanted the money. She wanted the fame. And again, I'm not being judgmental here, guys. I'm trying to make an analogy here that just like traitors who don't change their limiting behavior, traitors who don't change their behaviors, you're no different. You're no different than this woman that stayed in an abusive relationship. You stay in a mentally abusive relationship with your thoughts and trading actions that limit your ability to take great wealth out of the markets. Countless traders have called me over the years and said, oh my God, I'm moving my stops. I'm not following my system and I don't know why. Yes, you do. You're in denial, just like this young woman was. And now she's on the stand acting like an unwilling victim when she chose to be that victim because she wanted the money and the fortune. Now, I'm probably going to get a lot of flack from you guys here on this, but I'm going to tell you, I was in a situation, in an abusive situation all the way around. I didn't have any way to get out because no one believed me. She had plenty of times to get out, but she wanted a certain lifestyle. Traders want a certain lifestyle, and yet you're not willing to do what you need to do, just like this young woman. She might have been, you know, famous to begin with all on her own. She's a talented singer. She's a beautiful woman. But she didn't believe in herself to do it on her own. And that's the analogy going back to traders. If you don't believe that you can't, if you don't believe you can do it on your own, then you're going to listen to anonymous people on the internet that are going to take your money and screw you over, and you're going to end up year in and year out being a boom and buster. And that is betrayal of yourself. That is abusive to your soul. And it doesn't have to be that way, guys. It doesn't have to be that way. This is where I come in. I have been in the trenches as a trader, as a woman, as partner to Mark Douglas. You know, we had good days, we had bad days trading. You know, I understand where you're coming from. When you have fear of not being able to make it financially, then you cannot see opportunity. When you have stress at not fulfilling your role as a trader by not following your rules or whatever other attributes that you are not following through on, then you're betraying yourself. So, you know, the analogy here is this poor young woman was betrayed by another person. The energy is the same. She didn't believe in herself enough to do it on her own. And traders who don't believe in themselves look to others to tell them what to do. And guys, you all know what to do. And I'm sorry, I'm using that word guys again. Sorry, folks. You all know what to do. So you have to ask yourself, why don't I believe in myself? Why don't I believe in my own intelligence, my own ability to analyze, my own ability to read a chart, and my own ability to follow the system that I bought? Why don't I trust myself to fulfill my dreams of financial independence? And that goes back to your relationship with your faith. God provides everything. He created everything. And so if you're having trouble, you're having stress, you need to say, God, you need to help me. I'm fearful. I'm stressful. I don't know who else to turn to. So you need to learn to let go and let God. And I know we've heard that for decades, but it can be that simple. And that's what Mark Douglas taught you guys. That's why you love his pirated videos. Because you know that about him. And I want you to know that about me. It's the same message. Let go of the ego. Embrace your faith, whatever that may be. And when I say faith, that's up to you. Doesn't necessarily mean any religion. Faith means believing in the unseen. You can do that. We've all done it on occasion, so why not do it with your trading?
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on A Higher Power.
Okay, folks, now moving on. I know a lot of you weren't around in the 90s when Mark and I were traveling around the world and as well as giving workshops to a lot of institutional traders across the world. I think Mark traveled to, I want to say, 12 countries. I traveled to 7 countries. And you know, one of the things that we found was our traveling began after The Disciplined Trader was published. And we were picked up by CompuTrack, which I've mentioned previously. Tim Slater was the owner of that. And that was the first electronic trading program. And so Mark and I were invited to speak at his conferences that he set up across the planet. And in between that, Mark and I were hosting our own workshops once or twice a month, primarily in Chicago, where our headquarters were. But we also did workshops in New York and LA. So after The Disciplined Trader came out, we started working on a self-hypnosis set of tapes. And some of you may have heard about this. Most of you probably haven't because it's ancient history. But anyway, so what we wanted to provide was there's a company called the Monroe Institute in Virginia. And Mark and I had a lot of interaction with them. And their materials are absolutely astounding. They help you align your right and left side of the brains of the brain using sounds and frequencies and I don't want to say hidden messages, but subliminal messages. And the founder of that was Robert Monroe, and he was an advertising and marketing executive. And I guess apparently he had some type of out-of-body experience, thought he was going crazy, and he went to a psychiatrist or psychologist who told him, no, that was just a message from God to embrace your inner soul. So he went on a quest of learning about how his mind, body, and soul could and should interact. And he founded the Monroe Institute, and he brought together the greatest minds at the time of people who were also seeking a higher elevation to their experience in life. And so anyway, Mark and I don't remember how we, how we first met them, but their products were just phenomenal. They were just really, really amazing. They have a division called HemiSync, and to this day, I will use their HemiSync recordings because they help you heal. Like after I run in 5K races, and I know I've mentioned this previously, if I pull a muscle or whatever, you can get physical healing. When I thought I was having heart problems, I got their HemiSync tape on healing your heart. And it's the kind of material that you put it on as you go to sleep. It's subliminal. And I have to tell you, it's really amazing, amazing material. So the reason that I bring this up is because I started thinking about putting together a meditation for traders based on the Monroe Institute and the HemiSync product format. Now, I did approach the Monroe Institute and said, can we work on this together? However, to this day, their materials are not geared toward the investment industry. So even though I recommend their products highly, they are not geared toward trading in any way. With that said, you can call them up and they actually answer their phone. Okay. You can call them up and say, all right, here's my problem. And they will recommend whatever product they feel might be applicable to your situation. And so far, from what I hear, from feedback from traders that I refer to them, they haven't been too far off. So if you're looking to improve your mental well-being, I highly recommend contacting the Monroe Institute and looking at the HemiSync products. They have a catalog. You can download it. Not everything is downloadable now. I use the word tape just you know, because it's just in my repertoire. But anyway, so I ended up creating a meditation for traders in the 90s, and it just flew off the shelves. I can't tell you how many copies we sold, but it was just phenomenal. We're going to make that available soon, but in the meantime, I'm going to give you a taste of it here in today's show, because the tape itself, the recording itself, is really only geared toward traders that are already using visualization and meditation techniques and are fully aware of how to assimilate that into their trading approach. Meaning, if you've never done a meditation, if you've never visualized, I mean truly visualized, then the recording isn't going to do anything for you. So I'm prefacing that right away. So I'm not giving you the recording in this radio show, but I'm going to read to you some parts of it, so you will get an idea of the recording before we reissue it in some format. Because, you know, as you know, Mark Douglas meditated for a minimum of 2 hours every day. Every morning I get up and I say my prayers and other affirmations as I'm having my tea. I'm sitting out on the balcony. My cat Solomon's, you know, sitting next to me. That's my meditation time. You know, I'm looking out, I see the sunshine, I'm watching the cars go by, I'm watching the birds, the hummingbirds, you know, the moss, the butterflies, and I'm raising my voice to the heavens saying, this is what I want to accomplish today. So I am inviting God into my life every morning to show me what path he has in store for me. And, you know, when I'm done with all that, it really is a lovely feeling. I'm really at peace, and I know exactly what I need to do with my trading or coaching someone or anything else. So here's some excerpts from the meditation for traders. So we start out with, a lot of traders ask, are traders born or made? The answer to that is up to you. Each and every trader in the market today has the capability of making consistent results if they choose to step into the learning curve with patience and a disciplined state of mind. This state of mind will assist you in creating your own unique foundation to become a warrior trader, taking profit at any moment during the markets. So how do you begin? That's simple. Find a comfortable position, whatever is pleasing to you. Sit in your favorite chair, on your bed, on your porch, out in the field, or in front of your computer screen. Whatever feels right for you in this moment. Once you find your spot, stretch and relax your arms and legs. Turn your head from side to side to relax your neck as well. Take a moment to do this. Now visualize a reoccurring thought or action that is not functioning perfectly with regard to your trading. As you hold that vision of those thoughts or actions in your mind, imagine now looking at the most beautiful box you have ever seen. A box of any shape or size or texture that is pleasing to you. In your mind, run your hand over the texture of this box, touch it, know its shape, for this will become your disciplined trader trading prosperity box. As you begin to open your box, imagine placing any specific limiting thoughts or actions about your trading results that are not functioning properly inside your box. Gently place those limiting thoughts inside and close the lid. And imagine those particular thoughts and actions resting comfortably inside this warm and beautiful box that you have created. As you turn your attention away from your box, close your eyes and take a few deep breaths to clear your conscious thoughts. Continue breathing deeply, allowing your breath to become more full, deeper, and relaxed. Begin to count to yourself quietly, down from 10 to 0, allowing your conscious and rational mind to rest, making you more receptive to the wisdom of your soul and mind and your own power of creating, being a disciplined trader, creating wealth. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Focus your attention on the wisdom of your soul and your warrior mind and your own power of taking profit at any moment. Breathe deeply. Relax. As you breathe in and breathe out slowly and comfortably, focus your attention now far above the top of your head, out into the universe. Imagine one or more of the stars there with its brilliant and powerful light, sending prosperity energy flowing down toward you. Allow yourself to imagine trading prosperity energy flowing all around you and through you, filling your conscious mind with the stars and the universe's radiance of prosperity. With each breath you take now, feel how you inhale that radiance, that prosperity energy, making it become a part of you, one with you. As you feel this wealth radiance fill and surround your mind and body, allow it. Allow this radiance to gently permeate your entire being and join the river of your own current life energy flowing within you. The life energy of God. Continue to breathe deeply. Now begin to focus your attention on those limiting thoughts and actions about your trading that you previously placed in your box. Allow yourself to feel and imagine the radiating wealth energy from the universe and God gently circulating around and through those limiting thoughts and actions about your trading. Understand that the God-given universal wealth energy surrounding you in this moment is the source of your wealth, and it is here, now, in this moment, to remind you and help you remember who you are and the power you have to create your level of trading wealth. Imagine God created universal prosperity surrounding those limiting thoughts about your trading, and see how it radiates and wraps prosperity energy around them. And as you watch this universal energy that is your birthright surround and envelop those limiting trading thoughts, feel how the energy of those limiting thoughts begin to change. Feel your soul, your energy start to become one with the universal law of unlimited wealth. See how that unlimited wealth energy becomes one with your personal energy. Imagine now your box glowing with the universal light and radiance of wealth. As your box glows with this universal wealth, imagine that box opening and shining God's prosperity light upon you. Feel and visualize your mind and body beginning to balance, relax, and send wealth messages to any limiting trading thoughts or actions in your conscious mind. Take a deep breath. Breathe deeply. As you continue to visualize this, allow your conscious mind and body to harmonize all its natural energies to strengthen your thought processes for a newer and more increased sense of wealth as a trader. Breathe deeply. Continue to see and feel your conscious mind changing and healing itself of any limiting thoughts, of any limiting beliefs about wealth, of any limiting beliefs about being successful as a trader. Imagine the clarity with which you will see a new world of trading wealth without the veil of limiting thoughts. Imagine your conscious mind functioning exactly as you wish every single trading day. Imagine yourself creating financial independence as your God-given right. As you instill this consciousness into your prosperity energy, repeat these affirmations to solidify them in your conscious mind. Moving forward, I have gratitude for what I have accomplished so far in my trading. I now view the markets objectively. I now use my trading system flawlessly. I trade from a carefree state of mind. I have confidence in my ability to trade consistently. I now think of trading as abundance and with abundance. I now think with the conscious mindset of a winning warrior trader. I know that I am meant to be and am now currently becoming a winning trader. I now accept that money is a life force, which I am now circulating through my body, mind, and soul, because that is my birthright from God. I am now creating infinite domain with my profit taking. As you continue with these trading affirmations and they become more and more a part of you, know that any time in the future, you can renew, change, heal, and refresh your conscious mind and actions. More on the meditation in a future show. This is Paula T., Dr. Paula, signing off for another week. You can reach me at paulatweb.com, 760-636-4290, or on my cell through text, 442-256-0548. I wish you all the best trading week moving forward, and have a great rest of your day, folks. Take care.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.